GOP, the Democratic Party has been taken over by those who hate America, it's now Mamdani's Socialist Party. By Joshua Klein on June 24, 2026. Republicans reacted to Tuesday night's New York primary results by warning that the Democratic Party has become the party of socialism and has been taken over by those who hate America after New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani-backed Democratic Socialist candidates swept key races. The victories marked the greatest test yet of Mamdani's growing political clout since his upset victory in last year's New York City mayoral race, with all three of his endorsed House candidates prevailing, including challengers who defeated incumbent reps Dan Goldman, DNY, and Adriana Espaillat, DNY, delivering a major setback to New York's Democrat establishment. Republican leaders and Trump administration officials quickly seized on the results, portraying them as evidence that the Democratic Party is moving sharply leftward and arguing that the developments in New York could have implications for the party's future well beyond the state. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, wrote that Marxists, socialists, and the insurgent far left have taken over the Democrat Party and warned that many Mamdani candidates were emerging around the country. In a separate post, Johnson said there were many Mamdanis popping up all around the country and urged Americans to take this seriously. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, RLA, similarly argued that the results made it official that the Democratic Party had become the party of socialism. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, lamented that Gotham has fallen and warned that a sweep of Marxist-Socialist candidates would accelerate what she called the blue exodus from New York. The White House also weighed in on the results. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt shared President Donald Trump's declaration that America will never be a communist country. Trump separately wrote that Mamdani had pulled through three solid communists while contrasting the New York results with his own endorsed primary victories. Several Republican senators framed the results as evidence of a broader ideological shift. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, wrote that the Democratic Party had been taken over by those who hate America. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, argued that socialism was no longer the exception in today's Democratic Party and said the New York results demonstrated the party's direction. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, predicted that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, would emerge as leading national figures within the Democratic Party and speculated that Mamdani could one day challenge Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY. Senator Tim Sheehy, RMount, argued that the Democratic Party had become the party of radical anti-Semitism and outright communism. Florida Republicans also reacted strongly to the results. Senator Ashley Moody, RFL, said the developments should scare all freedom-loving Americans and separately contrasted Democratic Socialist policy agenda with what she described as Florida's emphasis on freedom, opportunity, and prosperity. Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, described the New York Democratic Party as a cauldron of third-world pathologies, while Senator Rick Scott, RFL, said that for those who want to escape socialism and want low taxes and freedom, Florida is the best place and argued that the results should not surprise anyone because today's Democratic Party is all in on anti-Semitism. Representative Don Bacon, RNI, argued that the Democratic Socialist success was bad for the Dems and could aid Republicans politically, but added that, in the long run, it was also bad for America. Representative Keith Self, RTX, said the Statue of Liberty weeps as New York falls under what he called the Red-Green Alliance of Marxists and Islamists, while Representative Abe Hamada, R-Oz, described New York's political trajectory as tragic and attributed it to years of immigration and progressive governance. Representative Randy Fine, RFL, wrote that what happened in New York should scare every American and argued that the state's Democratic Party no longer seeks to make America prosper. Even Senator John Fetterman, DPA, joined the criticism, questioning why he was the only Democrat in the U.S. Senate unwilling to defend what he described as self-identified communists. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.